I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Millions of Americans filed their taxes today, or plan to anyway. As President Obama said this morning, April 15th isn't exactly everybody's favorite date on the calendar. It certainly isn't for the many taxpayer groups around the country that chose to protest today. They're angry about all the taxpayer money used for bailouts and stimulus plans recently. Speaking at the White House, the president acknowledged that this year's tax deadline falls during unusually sober times.
On this April 15th, we're reminded of the enormous responsibility that comes with handling people's tax dollars. And we're renewing our commitment to a simpler tax code that rewards work and the pursuit of the American dream.
Another thing that the Obama administration is trying to do is crack down on tax cheats. Washington has pressed hard for countries known for their banking secrecy to share tax information with the U.S. Not surprisingly, that's led to people pulling their money out of such places. Switzerland's largest bank, UBS, knows about that. Today, it announced a huge quarterly loss and plans to lay off more than 8,000 employees. Jack Blum is a U.S. attorney specializing in tackling offshore tax abuse. He says the crisis at Switzerland's largest bank is in part the result of customers pulling out their savings.
People are moving their money because they're concerned Swiss bank secrecy is giving up the ghost, and that they may very well be forced to turn over the names of their customers to foreign governments who are trying to figure out who cheated on taxes. An astonishing portion of the profitability of UBS was its services to people who are hiding their money worldwide.
You know, they're running scared, or rather they are kind of like staying in place scared, because I've just read that numerous bankers from UBS have been essentially told not to travel because they might get arrested. How aggressive will the U.S. be in tracking down UBS bankers?
Well, I think it's not just the bankers from UBS. It's going to be bankers from any private bank, and it's all people who are hiding money in private banks or in banking arrangements offshore. The offshore business has been huge, and it's a business which has very much damaged the American economy and the ability of the U.S. to collect tax revenue. As a result, IRS is very aggressive. You've heard the commissioner, you've heard the president, everybody is talking about this issue. And what the bank is very much afraid of is that if they're questioned, they'll be in a position where they're forced to give up the people who've been cheating.
Jack Blum, take us back to the subprime mortgage crisis last summer and the role UBS played in that, and connect the dots to the present day where they've got a loss of nearly $2 billion.
Well, the subprime mortgage crisis is part of an overall problem, which is very difficult for people to understand, but it's a problem that emerged because so much of banking and finance has moved into a realm of offshore and what's called structured finance. And basically, that was a system that permitted people to keep potentially losing investments off the books. I think that a large part of the reason that we recognized how serious the crisis was so much of this was put in various settings where no one could really see through to understand the risks to the main institution's balance sheet and its operating statement.
I'm wondering if you see this as kind of, because of UBS's high profile in the banking world, that this is the end of the legendary Swiss bank account.
Well, I think that that's been coming for a long time, and I think the Swiss are horrified about it. Whether it's the end remains to be seen, because there's still a very tenacious Swiss government and a large number of Swiss bankers who want to maintain the status quo.
Jack Blum is a U.S. attorney who has specialized in tackling offshore abuse. He has served as special counsel to the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.